and you crush the cane and boil the juice and make
syrup.
Yeah, you might.
Molasses.
Okay. Do you ever, is there any difference between molasses or syrup, Jimmy?
Well, I don't know. It's pretty well the same.
Mm-hmm.
Some call it molasses. And I believe molasses is a little stronger.
Talking about all that stuff.
Huh?
Molasses is a little stronger.
I was going to ask you if you ought to warm up a little bit of that spaghetti.
No, thank you. I really can't. This is
something he made with some. It's got squib and French and shrimp in it.
You got squid in it? Yeah. Oh yeah, you can't tell the difference between the sauce and then you can taste it. You can't tell the difference between that. You can't tell the difference. I've never had squid. I like it. Well, it's a little tiny.
Where'd you get squid from? Oh, you kidding? I had a shrimp boats catch them in the trawls.
Yeah.
Oh man, you get all kinds of fish and the squid.
Is it good?
Oh yeah. Yeah, a lot of people don't know how to fix it.
How do you fix it?
Well, I mean, they take squid and clean. I've seen them take and put them in a skillet and fry them, and it'd be just like trying to eat a piece of shoe leather. And they get just don't try it no more. And, but you gotta, you know what you're doing. It's nothing to. That's cooking like that. I mean, you, a lot of people eat food and don't like it. They just eat it prepared wrong. It's like you talking about inside of a hog. See, like the chitlin.
Uh-huh.
That's done right. That's really good.
Yeah.
Call that old soul food, but hell, I eat that before I ever seen niggas.
Okay.
And take the paunch. We'll call that a paunch.
Yeah.
Either the maw. M-A-W. Hog maws is a name that you go in any store. That'd be that'd be like the tripe. We call it. It's just part of the stomach.
Part of the stomach.
That's the M-A-W. Maws. Maw. That's the name of it. And they take that and they take and stuff that, you know, and put that in a pot, you know, and cook it. It already the moss cook, and they'll put this cheese and a head cheese and stuff inside, and they let it get cold, and you can slice it off and eat it. It's real good.
Yeah.
But season up.
Well, that's what I was asking you about, that stuff that you call, well, some people call it scrapple or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you take parts of the, like you say, the head or something like that, and you put it in this maw.
Mm-hmm.
And the maw's already cooked. You take the whole maw and put it in a pressure cooker or just a pot. Let it boil. It takes longer to boil. But and then the pressure takes less time, you know.
You know, I've never, it's a funny thing, but I've never eaten stuff like that, and they say it's really good. Like,
yeah.
I've never had pig's feet.
Oh, man, that's good. Well, they've been the biggest packing companies in the world, Copaxum.
Yeah.
Arma, Swiss, Harmel.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's a waste because probably, probably the best, I don't eat, you know, what a lot of people would consider the, you know, the cream of the pig. All I ever eat is bacon or ham.
Yeah.
Or
well, you got like to get out and try it, too.
That's true. I got to try it.
Try the pig feet and get you a good brand of it, and you can look and see.
Yeah.
It's good like a pickled. Get a pickle taste.
Is it crunchy? God, I couldn't see myself eating crunchy.
No, it ain't crunchy. It's like eating fresh meat, fresh pork. Oh, it's pickle.
Yeah.
And they boil. They see these feet put under pressure, cook. And they cook, actually. And then they put in this pickle, and just like you're going to pickle pickles, cucumbers, the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mixture. And it's put in there and put under pressure, seal, you know, all that.
Yeah.
And, well, ready. Well, I mean, that's been on my dad when he had the store in the late 20s. He used to get them in barrels.
Mm-hmm.
And for 5 cents, he'd get a great big old pig foot, pig feet. And put it in a little tray, a little cardboard tray. That was 5 cents. Now, really, I believe you can get. In fact, the pickled feet in them days is much larger. You get little ones now.
Mm-hmm.
They put them in a jar, and you pay about $1.50 for just a little old pint jar of them.
Yeah.